Blog Talk Radio.
Great afternoon. Thank you so much, my audience, and please forgive my technical difficulties. I pray that I'm coming through loud and clear. That is my fault here at the switchboard. But I just wanted to welcome everyone to Your Health is Your Wealth. Today is Friday, the 9th of February, and we are meeting this month promoting the healthy body of a champion. I just want to thank everyone for your patience and understanding and pray that we are going to be able to continue this segment with all the proficiency at our command. And thank you so very much. I don't know what I'm doing over here, but we're going to move through and make it happen. As we do on every week, we always start off with a positive energy, and we are reading from the meditation, I move forward and make a new beginning. I move forward and make a new beginning. Do you ever feel as if you are in a maze going from hurt to unhappiness? Have you moved in a direction that was proven to be unwise? Today is the day to move out of the unending maze of confusion and take a new step forward. It is time to try a new way. I stand firm in my faith. When others appear to draw me back into the maze, I say, no, thank you. The path I have been given guides me to, and I have courage to continue moving forward. I resist any attempt to discourage my progress. If my own thoughts try to turn me around, I affirm it's a new day. I have a new way of seeing, and I have a new way of thinking. The power of truth is within me, and I am moving in the right direction. I thank you, zeal, in me, through me, as me, around me, and through the Christ within, and so it is. We are reading from Philippians 3 and 14. I press towards the goal to receive the prize of victory of God's highest calling through Jesus Christ. And I think this is such a powerful, powerful message and statement on today, because what we are asking you to do is to lean on your faith and to apply what you know to be the truth. So say no thank you to anything that does promote, empower, and honor your highest and greatest good. Now, we are going to open up on today. I have the amazing Dr. Nathaniel Dunlap online with me today as my co-host. Good afternoon, Dr. Dunlap. He's there. I promise you he's there. Listen, I want to share something with you guys. We are going to be talking on today about promoting the body of a champion and standing on your faith. We are discussing topics surrounding eating healthy, learning to utilize food, what its original purpose is for, which is fuel. But I want to say that knowledge is power. Knowledge is the power that moves you from understanding into application. Once you know something to be the truth, there is no way that you can possibly return back to poor and unserving behaviors. So I want you to know that on today, the more knowledge you have, the more powerful you become. Now, let's talk about food. Food is merely the fuel for the body. And again, I want to say food is the fuel for the body. Now, if your body, if you you use the analogy of your body as a vehicle, you keep the fuel in your car to keep your engine running at optimal performance. You know, if you run out of gas, you run out of the energy to move that car forward. That's the same thing that happens in the physical body. And quite often when we think about shedding pounds and losing weight, the first thing you think about doing is taking the fuel out of the body. We want to stop eating, and that is the most counterproductive thing to do. I am literally a wellness coach and counselor. What I have done is I have unintentionally moved into the arena as a wellness coach. I was dealing with serious medical issues, and as a result of that, I was insistent upon by my medical professionals to lose the weight. There was no other option other than to lose the weight. And out of frustration and anger, I dwelled into this opportunity, and I started taking the measures necessary to get the weight off of me. And as a result, I realized that people were interested in knowing how and what I was doing. And I just want to say one of the first misnomers that we have learned along the way when we're trying to lose weight is to stop eating. That is the most counterproductive thing that you can do. What you want to do is eat, 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 eat. But refraining back to food as fuel. Food is fuel for the body. So if you take the fuel out of the body, what's going to happen is you're going to start running off of zero energy components, and you're going to do more damage than good. So we are encouraging you on today to learn how to just utilize the fuel, utilize food as fuel for the body, learning to treat your body as a champion. If you are uniquely and wonderfully made, we need you to start incorporating that in your consciousness and utilizing this knowledge as power. Now, if your body is the vehicle, and the way that you keep your engine running, it means that you're fueling the body with the foods that you eat and drinking the right fluid. Let me stop right here for a minute because I want to incorporate something. As a culture, as a community, as a universe, it is universally known that food is used as a means of celebration. Anytime we come together, one of the first things that we do is determine what we will eat to celebrate this festive engagement. And this past week, I have had an amazing, amazing, amazing experience. I am a member of the PRF Ministry, and we had our first annual retreat in Columbus, Georgia, Phoenix, Alabama this weekend, and it was absolutely amazing. And one of the things that we did was meet as a family, and we celebrated several moments with food. It was a great experience. I have no regrets. I ate typically things that I generally wouldn't eat on my diet regimen. But because I have this knowledge, because I have this knowledge of what food does to the body, I don't hold any regret. Now, was this a fat-burning weekend? Absolutely not. But it was such a pleasure and a privilege to meet with kindred spirits and like-minded loved ones where we celebrated these events with foods and activities. So I just want to say thank you to my PRF family, everyone. It was just a life-transforming experience, and I want to say don't beat up on yourself, because every day, as we discussed in the meditation, every day is an opportunity for a new beginning, and today is the day that I choose to move out of the unending maze of confusion and take a new step forward. It is time to try a new way. And the new way that I am encouraging on today is learn to have a better respect for the foods that we eat and what those foods do for the body. Dr. Amen. Dunlap, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dunlap. I was trying to bring you in earlier in the call, and I saw that you were working in the office as you often do. But I just want to say openly, I was expressing to the audience how much fun we had at our annual retreat, and that we were that food was one of the opportunities for us to celebrate our festivities. And I know a lot of times when food is an issue, or food, we look at food as an issue for a hindrance in our wellness, we can kind of take those opportunities to feel as a setback. And I know I was sharing with some friends of mine this weekend. I said, I had everything I typically wouldn't have. I had cake. I had I had pork chops. Everything. Yes, I had everything. We had Mexican food. We had American food. We had dessert. We had delicacy. We did it. It was such a wonderful experience. I just want to thank you, Dr. Amen. Dunlap. We haven't had enough time to show our appreciation and homage to you and Mrs. Dunlap for how much you love us and just pour into us. But it was such a wonderful opportunity. And on today, we are talking about food is fuel for the body, learning to treat your body as the champion that it is, and just recognizing, I think what we can do in this segment on today is to educate mm-hmm. people on what food does, what is food, and how does it coincide with the body. And where we are starting is the knowledge and knowing that food is fuel for the body, like gasoline is fuel for your vehicle.
Kimberly, you mentioned something real good about how we came together, and anybody knows that ministry, conducting meetings and get-togethers and planning sessions and all those things oftentimes comes around food. And one of the things that I want just to encourage as a follow-up to what you said about how we came together and may have been eating a little bit, you know, some things that somebody may not have, you know, I'm not a candy person, but those Reese's Pieces that was in Will's, his gift bag, I did eat mm-hmm. them as the day started going on. I want to share this because I think it will help somebody in this mode of what you just said about don't beat up on yourself. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of times people can beat up on themselves when they don't have individuals that's helping them be accountable.
Yeah.
Right? You know, people look at themselves mm-hmm. 5 years down the road and be like, oh, my goodness, look at all this weight I done gained. Or I used to be able to run 5 miles. Now I barely can run, you know, a half a mile. Well, mm-hmm. my question is, who is helping you be accountable? You know, you don't gain 50 pounds overnight. You know, it happened over a period of time. With most people. So I remember we had a situation where, you know, we were praying. Remember we were praying and the word came forth, and a couple words came forth, but one in particular about somebody that needed to focus on their health.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that like it was yesterday. It said, you need to focus on your health. You need to start treating your body better. And then I remember we were sitting at the one restaurant on Saturday night, I believe. And there was plenty of things to choose from the menu. But one of our team members decided to get something that was not healthy for where they're physically at.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it. Everybody else didn't know the totality of it, but I knew it. And so right there at the table, it was the person said, first of all, the pork chops that we had was like 3-4 inches thick and
wow.
big as like a you know, those pork chops was big as a baseball mitt, right? So they were, but the person said, I want the pork chop. That was the first thing. The person has high blood pressure on our team, right? Or has, you know, deals with that and takes medication for it. And so you got to be, person has to be careful of what they're putting into their body. But then they said, I wanted some extra seasoning. And I'm like, this thing is already going to be seasoned well in my mind, the kind of restaurant that we was at, right? 4-star, I believe. And then extra seasoning without even tasting food. A lot of people put stuff on food without even tasting it, which means they're adding stuff to their body that they may not need to. So that's a sign of not eating healthy. But then when I mentioned that, it was like, Rev, you just trying to, you know, I want to get this. You the one that said you was dealing with high blood pressure. I'm just throwing it back at you. And then how every couple other folks, and remember what was said by one of our members, it said the prophecy that came forth is only a prophecy. But if you don't respond to the prophecy, then the prophecy meant nothing.
Yeah.
And so they wind up getting the fish, right? Yeah. They wind up saying, oh, let me get the fish. But they didn't want it. That was the biggest thing. They didn't want it. And my thing was, although that's not what they wanted, they didn't put something in their body that was not healthy. And I believe that that would not have happened if somebody didn't speak up, if we as a team didn't love each other enough to say, hey, you know, that's something that you need to stay away from. Because too often people are not eating healthy because other folks around them just continue to don't say anything, like it's good. Mm-hmm. You know, if you 400 pounds and every time we get together, you got 4 pieces of cake and we just sitting around talking like you ain't doing that, then, you know, we should take a level of responsibility if that person becomes a diabetic because, you know, their sugar is too high or if they have a situation. Yeah. We should take some responsibility individually if we don't. I got a good friend that everybody around us know that if that person ain't eating right, I'm going to open my mouth. Now, I can't stop from putting the food in your mouth, but this thing about accountability is something that we have to deal with if we say we love each other like we say we love each other, because we want people to be healthy, especially in ministry.
That's true. That's true. You know, Dr. Dunlap, it was first of all, I want to say that it was so life impacting on this weekend. I personally left with an immeasurable amount of empowerment. And that empowerment came from all of those hearts that you brought together. I mean, to name everybody there was so impacting. But I left feeling, you spoke on accountability. I left feeling that I have a team of people that are surrounded, that surround me, that believe in my calling, that believe in what I'm doing, and are willing to offer their level of insight to move me forward into project me forward into another level in life. And you are absolutely right. When it comes to, I think what happens with me is that I can certainly identify, because I have been on this journey for so long, that when I celebrate with food, few people say anything to me about it because I have made so much progress along the way. But those infancy stages when we're just getting started, I think what we are so concerned about those that we love, because we want them to build a level of conviction where we are seeing progress in their life, if that makes sense. Once the conviction has set in and you start seeing the progress, we aren't so apt to be concerned when they necessarily slip back into old patterns. But, you know, I personally, Dr. Dunlap, have learned to honor and respect food, and also to respect and enjoy the celebratory process when we come together with food. I want to share something that happened with me. Now, generally, my regimen is such that I prepare all of my foods either days or weeks in advance. The only thing that I make fresh daily would be my salads, and that's because they are fresh fruits and vegetables, and I want them as such. But all of my prepared meals are done weeks and days in advance, and I put them in these little Ziploc containers, and I freeze them. So when I'm going, I grab and go and drop in my lunchbox so that I know what I'm eating. But the point that I want to get to is this. Dr. Dunlap, when we sat down for our first lunch and we went to this a Mexican-American restaurant. And boy, I ordered something that I thought would be healthy, but I did get the cheese and the salsa and the nachos. Dr. Dunlap, it was like music inside my tummy because those are things that I don't generally eat. So I had the best of time. I'm sitting at the end of the table just stuffing, munching, and having a great time. But I realized that without accountability, without a structured regimen, that this could turn into a very, very poor behavior. And I did that knowing that my team is not going to put me in a situation where I can't handle it. But without that accountability and without those people around you, it's easy for someone who is struggling with weight or struggling with health issues to slip back into old behaviors. So I just really want to encourage everyone. We spoke about this in December, and we spoke about it in October, November, and we spoke about it in January. Accountability is crucial. This and any endeavor that you are adamant about moving forward in your life, you never, ever, ever want to try to do things alone. In the meditation today, it spoke about how we can listen to old belief systems inside of our consciousness that lead us back into poor behavior. So the same thing applies if you're trying to gain weight, lose weight, build muscle. You want an accountability partner. It has been my experience that a network, more than two, is better than none at all. You need people who have your best interest at heart, that may have some experience in that area, that can help move you to the next level. And we are just going to all stay united and just keep addressing the matters at hand, because we don't want to see anyone suffer from ailments or abnormalities as a direct result of our lack of follow-through or our ignorance, for lack of a better word, to health issues pertaining to health. I wanted to touch base really quick before we end our segment that food as fuel for the body, it's easy. It's so easy that we overlook it. Just like you put water in the car, why? Because you don't want it to overheat. You don't want it to dry out. You don't want your engine to start knocking the cylinders. The same way you put water in a car, you have to put fluids in the body. Hydration is critical. It is more important than food. Now, worst case scenario, if you were in starvation mode, the body would revert to eating stored fat in the body. That's actually a good thing, because what it does is it helps the body to stay fluid. It helps the body to stay on a cellular level, to stay in proper working condition. But we're not asking you to use stored fat in the body. We are asking you to use the foods that you eat as fuel for the body. So the first thing I want to encourage everyone to do is to stay hydrated. And second things are carbohydrates and protein. Now, eating healthy carbohydrates such as whole grain cereals, low-fat yogurts, or skim milk, wheat toast, whole wheat toast, whole grain pastas, brown rice, fruits and vegetables, those things are critical. It helps to it helps to burn fat around the muscle. We don't want to lose muscle. We want to lose fat. And, of course, eating healthy proteins help repair and grow your muscles. So we don't have all the time to discuss a specified diet regimen. I would love, love, love to incorporate these things into the show, and potentially we can at a later date. But if you have additional questions about a proper diet, please inbox me on Facebook. I'm at Kimberly Silas at Facebook.com. That is Silas, S-I-L-A-S. Please instant message me on Facebook. Ask for diets and suggested regimens, and I would be so willing to help you with that. Dr. Dunlap, I have a guest on the line that the call ends in 5135 that I believe has a question, and I want to bring them on the line. Are you there, caller, ending in 5135?
I am. I just wanted to make a comment just real quick.
Certainly.
I just wanted to say anybody can do it. You know, over the last year, I've lost 93 pounds. And, you know, if you just pay attention to the labels, and, you know, I agree with everything you've said. You know, nobody puts the weight on overnight, and you're not going to get rid of it overnight. But, you know, I made not drastic changes, but little changes. You know, I paid attention to the labels. And instead of, you know, drinking the Cokes and things like that, I tried to change it up with water. And, you know, instead of eating chips, I found all healthy alternatives to things. And so gradually I did it, you know, little by little. And, you know, I didn't step on the scale every day. And, you know what I mean? But just little changes. And then over time, I noticed that my pants were loosening up. And, you know what I mean? And that encouraged me more and more. And then when my wife and my children would say, "Oh my God, you're losing weight." That would encourage me. You know what I mean? So anybody can do it. And I just, you know, everything you were saying, I'm like, yeah, you know, but I just wanted to call in and, you know, just say, I was really enjoying the show.
Absolutely. Well, awesome. Thank you so very much. And you said something that hit true to my heart. Easy does it. Don't beat up on yourself, but you said it was so encouraging. All we have to do when we are on this journey is lose 1 pound. Once we recognize that our attempts are paying off, that 1 pound means everything, and it's just the amount of personal encouragement and empowerment that we need to continue this journey. So I just bless you, and I thank you so, so much for coming on, and congratulations on those 93 pounds.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much. This has been an awesome, awesome, awesome show. I just want to say, listen, we are an extension of the PRF Ministry. PRF Ministry, we meet every Thursday at 8 o'clock. Please dial in to 347-215-7934, or either you are welcome to come in at blogtalkradio.com/PRF table. That's every Thursday at 8 o'clock. And, of course, our regular meeting day here is every first and third Friday of the month. However, on this week, we are going to be meeting on the 9th and the 23rd. So God bless you. Thank you so very much. We just pray that you are all happy, healthy, prosperous, and moving forward. Again, if you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at Kimberly Silas on Facebook.com. We love you, we bless you, and we thank God for you. Go forward and be blessed.
Amen. Amen.